Now for today's global hit, A Girl and a Guitar. Annie B. Sweet is one of the latest artists to gain fame thanks to the internet and thanks to her decision to sing in English. See, Annie B. Sweet is Spanish, but as the world's Jerry Hatton reports, she's taken on the persona of an American folk singer.
Oh, oh, darling, bring me my shine day.
Annie B. Sweet sings in a cafe in Barcelona to a small crowd of admirers. She's the sort of young singer you might expect to hear at a cafe in Providence or a folk festival in Madison. Everything about her sound says American singer-songwriter. But Annie B. Sweet is from Malaga, in Spain's southern region of Andalusia. It's the land of gitanos and flamenco music. But Sweet says flamenco has never been her cup of tea. Her passion is folk, her heroes, Joan Baez and Woody Guthrie. But she says clubs and music labels down south dismissed her until she decided to compose in English and drop her real name, Ana López.
Because you hear Ana López and maybe it's like, oh, Ana López, what she does, Spanish pop or flamenco, or so you don't get to have anything in the underground music. So then you if you put Annie B. Sweet, then they're like, oh, Annie B. Sweet's in English. Well, where does she come from, or what does she do?
Under her new name, Sweet recently produced a music video with friends and posted it on MySpace. Just a few weeks later, a Spanish label signed her. Then one of Spain's biggest music festivals came calling. The organizers of the Beni Kassim Festival asked Sweet to open this summer for none other than British rockers Oasis. They made their offer based solely on the song on MySpace.
I still don't believe it. I'm like, I didn't have anything. They just called my record label and told them that they wanted me to be there.
That label is Subterfuge. Founder Gemma del Valle de la Cruz says Spain's music machine has snatched up Sweet because her sound is unique in a country that remains musically conservative. She says flamenco is still what tops the charts here, so successful pop bands have to be sort of flamenco light. It's boring. Del Valle de la Cruz says singing American-style folk songs in English is considered alternative or indie here, and Sweet appears to have found her niche, but she's not the only one.
Tell me what it is, it isn't fair, cause I'm wasting time, cause it isn't my heart, it isn't my fault.
Meet Russian Red, another young Spanish singer. She copped her name from her favorite lip gloss. Success soon followed. But Sweet and Red are hardly trailblazers. Spain has a long tradition of musicians who've made it big by translating their lyrics into Inglés.
Go with the wind, cross the seas, cross the skies.
This is Spanish singer Miguel Ríos, an icon in Spain. When he sang this kitschy song way back in the 1970s, he went by Mike Ríos. He only switched back to Miguel once his career had taken off. And there are some better-known examples. You might remember this 1966 chart topper, but do you recall who sang it? Los Bravos from Madrid. Other bands from that era would make a more lasting mark on the world, and on Spain's latest English singer-songwriter, Annie B. Sweet.
When I was little, my dad and my brothers used to put songs so I could hear from Bob Dylan, Bee Gees, Beatles. So later on, like with 14, I started to hear that music again. And it makes me remember those days from when I was smaller, and it really makes me feel good. So I started to listen to more and more.
And writing. Sweet has just released her first album. For the World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Barcelona, Spain.
Your love, is second hand, you know.
And that's going to do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
I walk.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.